With a death toll of over 100 and climbing, more than 1,000 people still unaccounted for, and over 2,000 burnout buildings still left to search, it's clear that the West Maui community of Lahaina will have a long road to recovery. But Professor Liesl Ritchie, a disaster sociologist and associate director of Virginia Tech's Center for Coastal Studies, says the exact cause of the blaze is still unknown.
The causes are yet unclear here. We have heard that there might be some relationship to downed live power lines, the high winds and the dryness. There's a lot of attribution to climate change. These things were worsened by the failure of warning systems and the limited evacuation routes.
She explains that when the cause of a disaster is uncertain or partially down to human error, that can lead to tension and finger pointing, making it even harder for a community to heal.
What we see in the long term is that when we have those kinds of social reactions, it takes communities a lot longer to recover, and that it also tends to cause more protracted and prolonged stress.
Ritchie says we're already seeing the community of Lahaina move from a closely knit band of survivors pooling resources and looking out for one another to what she calls a corrosive community as tensions rise. Emma Thomas, WFIR News.